with total new people. They came from the broadcast Wisdom of the Sages. Who of you knows about Wisdom of the Sages? Oh, some of you know. Good. Wonderful. These were completely, let us say, they were not completely new to Krishna consciousness, but for most of them it was the first time in a temple. And they were very impressed. If you would have been yesterday there, they were dancing, they were jumping very high. I've not seen in ISKCON such high jumps because they were practicing yoga. These, many of them are yogis. And it was well visited, I could say. And I mean, the Toscana is just, I would say it's like the heavenly planets, you know, it's so beautiful. We have a big museum there with Vaishnava art, and many tourists coming and looking at it. It's a real place of pilgrimage. I can imagine it's a nice place for all of you to go when you have time. I'm not sure about direct flights. We were flying from Firenze or Florence to Munich and then to Belgrade. That's how our connection went. And a good place, really. Very inspiring for my own Krishna consciousness. They have beautiful deities. The altar is very high. I would say Braja Raja's, what is the name? Shishi Braja, Radha Braja Sundar, correct. They are on a high platform. They stand perhaps on an altar. There's down, there's Gaunditai, the Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and then very elevated, almost where the ceiling here is. They stand and you really feel like a small living being addressing Krishna. It was very, very nice. But I am very happy to be here, and you will hear, I will explain why I am happy to see all of you. Krishna. So we will sing Jai Radha Madhava, and then I want to chant with you a very, very nice raga. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharaja Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bhara Sari Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaka
Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
A little louder please, class here. Yes. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. A little louder, please. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
much louder, please. Oh, Glishno, yes. One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And all together, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Everyone, please let us sing a few more times, but different. The difference is that this time we try to sing from the deeper part in us, that part which is very serious, which felt called by Krishna, which may become confused by Krishna, but which has nevertheless decided, I will somehow try to be a devotee, no? So this deeper part, please let this sing that real part in you. Now,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paravara Jagacharya Astato Satasi Simati Sivaingre Silabe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anand Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samabita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya. Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini. Namaste Sasaridevi Kauravani Pachayani Nirvase Sasunyavari Paskatyari Satayani Hare Krishna Krishna. Beautiful, no? To sit together, Milosh, no? To sit together and chant from the heart is so fulfilling, no? So satisfying. Hare Krishna. May I know, perhaps there is not, then there's no problem. Do you have something where I can place this notebook on? Not at the moment, perhaps, no? Okay, then no problem. Time, Srila Prabhupada went on a morning walk through the ice-cold Central Park in New York. It was winter and the puddles of water had actually been frozen. Actually, I have an idea. Nityananda Kari, what if you come, because everyone came from everywhere, and I think it's good if you come here and we do stop and go translation, because yes, otherwise it is so difficult for our devotees from the South European areas to concentrate. So we will give you a microphone. It is easier when we just come from wherever we come. It is easier. Oops. So I was saying that once in the ice cold winter, New York gets so cold, Prabhu, you have no idea, it's very unpleasant. Srila Prabhupada was walking with his disciples through Central Park. He was dressed in dhoti like always, but he had a very long wooden coat which reached to under his knees. And he walked with his walking stick. Then he started to do something very, very unusual. Some devotees were almost starting to criticize in their mind. I think if they were from Croatia, they would have done. Or Serbia, or Macedonia, or Bosnia. So, when there was a puddle of water that was frozen, Srila Prabhupada went with his walking cane and crashed the ice.
I tu su bile barce vode koje su bile zamrznute i Prabhupada je onda kako bi nalazio na njih bi ih lomio sa svojim štapom i probijao taj led.
He didn't explain why.
I nije objasnio zašto to radi.
He only went to the next puddle and again pang, crash, break.
I onda bi samo odvodao, odšetao bi do sljedeće barce i opet bi i nju tako sam lomio.
On that morning, Prabhupada did this many times until one disciple said, Srila Prabhupada, this is very unusual. Why are you crashing the ice?
I to trajalo neko vrijeme i konačno jedan učenik je prišao Prabhupada i pitalo, pa Prabhupada, zašto radiš, zašto lomiš taj led?
Prabhupada looked into his face and with the utmost sincerity and deepness in his voice said, it is my duty.
I Prabhupada je pogledao njegovo lice i sa velikom ozbiljnošću, iskrenošću i dubinom je rekao, to je moja dužnost.
I think no one of us has heard about this sadhana to break ice, that it's a duty.
Mislim da niko od nas nije čuo za takvu vrstu sadhane, da je to sad nečija dužnost da lomi led.
But please listen to Prabhupada's explanation, he then explained.
I molim vas da poslušate koje je bilo njegovo objašnjenje, zato je dao objašnjenje zašto to radi.
The living entity's original position is to love Krishna.
Izvorno originalno stanje živog bića je da voli Krishna.
It is like the original position of water is to be fluid, liquid.
Isto kao što je originalno izvorno stanje vode je da bude fluidno, da može da teče.
But when we come into this material atmosphere of Maya, that love of Krishna becomes frozen.
I kada dođemo u materijalno okruženje Maje, tada ta ljubav postaje smrznuta.
We come into this unnatural state which can be compared to frozen water.
Mi dolazimo u to neprirodno stanje koje se može uporediti sa smrznutom vodom.
And my duty is to correct that.
I moja dužnost da to ispravim.
And then he went to the next puddle and cracked it open.
Onda je odšetao do sljedeće parce i nju isto tako polomio.
My dear devotees, if you are a little bit thoughtful, you will remember the times in your life when you were very enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness.
Moj dragi bhakti, ako ste malo mislili, možda ćete se sjetiti tog vremena kada ste bili jako entuzijastični u vašoj svjesnosti Krishna.
These were the times when the Serbian and Croatian and other yatras were on the front pages of ISKCON news.
Bila su neka vremena kada je srpska jatra, hrvatska jatra, kada su se nalazile na naslovnim stranicama vijesti iz ISKCON.
There were lively temples with life, with devotees who went out and wanted to serve Krishna.
To su bili živopisni hramovi sa baktama koji su bili jako oživljeni, koji su željeli da izlaze vani da služe Krishna.
Or remember your beginning states of Krishna consciousness.
crkve sa svojih početaka u svjesnosti Krišne.
I remember one year ago I saw our Miloš, he was playing on his trumpet and jumping at the same time. I've never seen such an athletic display, an enthusiastic display.
Ja se sjećam prije godinu dana kada sam vidio Miloša kako svira trubu i u isto vrijeme skače. Nisam nikad vidio nešto tako atletski i entuzijastično.
We all were like that.
Mi smo svi bili poput njega.
Our water was, the water of our heart was flowing very nicely.
Voda našeg srca je tekla jako lijepo.
But then times came in our lives where our expectations were not fulfilled.
Ali da su došla neka vremena u našem životu kada su neka naše očekivanja nisu bila ispunjena.
Where we were perhaps disappointed because of people or devotees.
Vremena kada smo bili možda razočarani od strane ljudi, bhakta.
Or we developed doubts in the philosophy.
Ili smo možda razvili neke sumnje u filozofiju.
Or we just became so busy with establishing our life in this world.
Ili smo postali toliko zauzeti da se sredimo u našem životu.
And the water was freezing again.
I naša voda se ponovo počela smrzavati.
Now it is easy to break the ice for the first time.
Sada je jako lako polomiti taj led po prvi put.
But very difficult to break it for the second time.
Ali jako je teško polomiti ga drugi put.
When I was asked by Madhva Muni to speak a few words to invite devotees to the Serbian summer camp, I was thinking, what could I say in a short message, not longer than a few minutes, you know.
Kada mi je Madhva Muni zamolio da pozovim bhakte na ovaj srbijanski kamp, razmišljao sam šta je tu, šta im mogu reći, a što nije duže od par minuta.
And I decided to make the center of my message this one sentence.
I odlučio sam da centar u srži moje poruke bude ova jedna rečenica.
We all are very good in knowing what we should do.
Mi smo svi jako dobri u tome da znamo šta bismo trebali raditi.
But we are very bad at doing it.
Ali nam jako teško ide da to zaista i uradimo.
Would you agree?
Da li ste se složili sa mnom?
Yes.
We know what we got. For instance, to eat not so late, so much food.
Mi znamo šta bismo trebali raditi, jer ne bismo trebali da jedemo tako kasno ili tako puno hrane.
Because we know we will never be able to wake up in the morning in an early time.
Zato što znamo da se nećemo moći ustati ujutro.
I know myself, and when you are hungry, it is very difficult to find a healthy border, you know, where you say, stop now.
Ja znam to sami po sebi, jako je teško naći tu zdravu granicu kada se treba zaustaviti.
Many of you know that it would be good for you to do walks and exercises so that you don't get so fat.
Mnogi od vas isto tako znaju da bi bilo dobro da radi neke vježbe ili da hodim, šetim, kako se ne bi previše udrljalo.
To do it, so difficult.
Ali da to stvarno uradimo, to je jako teško.
We all know how nice it would be to chant 16 concentrated rounds in the morning before we do anything else.
Mi svi znamo kako bi bilo lijepo da izmantramo 16 fokusiranih krugova prije nego što počnemo išta drugo ujutro.
But when we are at our home, so difficult to do it because we go later to bed and then to rise early is just not possible for us.
Kada smo kod kuće, to je jako teško za uraditi. Idemo navečer tako kasno u krevet i ujutro jako teško ustati.
I could give many examples of how we know what we should be doing, but how we are bad in actually doing it. But I don't want to give these examples because I don't want to make you very depressive.
mogao bih dati jako puno primjera takvih stvari koje znamo da bismo trebali raditi, ali ih ne radim zato što ne želim da vas učinim depresivnima.
Let me just say we are good in knowing what we should do and not so good in actually doing it.
Hajmo samo reći da smo mi jako dobri u tome da znamo šta bismo trebali da radimo, ali smo jako loši u tome da to stvarno uradimo.
There's a gap between what we know and what we actually do.
Postoji taj provod, jedan razmak između toga što mi znamo i ono što zaista radimo.
In our tradition there was or is something that can help us close the gap.
I postoji nešto u našoj tradiciji što nam može pomoći da zatvorimo taj razmak.
It is sacred pilgrimage to a holy place where you would engage and exclusively to the exclusion of everything else in purely spiritual activities.
Jedna stvar koju možemo raditi je da odemo na hodočašće, gdje ćemo se uključiti ekskluzivno samo u duhovne aktivnosti.
People would go regularly, leave their villages, their towns, and go to either nearby or far away holy places of pilgrimage.
Ljudi bi to redovno radili, oni bi odlazili iz svojih sela i gradova na mjesta koja se nalaze negdje blizu ili čak neka koja su jako udaljena, kako bi radili hodočašće.
And it was understood you would go there and actually meet people who live there, who have spiritual integrity, and you would listen from them.
I podrazumijevalo bi se da biste otišli na ta mjesta hodočaše i tu biste se sretali, razgovarali, slušali od ljudi koji imaju duhovni integritet.
Where I live, there is actually a Christian monastery where people used to go and meet saintly people and get inspirations for their lives.
Na mjestu u kojem ja živim, tu se nalazi jedan kršćanski manastir i tu su nekad ljudi prije dolazili kako bi se sreli sa duhovnim ljudima i bili inspirirani.
And I intend to go there tomorrow if there is time.
Imam namjeru da odim sutra tamo, to znači odim, imam prošteno možda.
We as the devotees of Krishna have in Serbia the Fruška Goranga camp as a place of pilgrimage.
Mi ovdje u Srbiji imamo Fruška Goranga camp i to je naše mjesto hodočašće.
And our pilgrimage will be successful if we are engaging in the four activities of a pilgrim.
I naše hodočašće će biti uspješno ukoliko se uključimo u četiri aktivnosti koje se rade na hodočašću.
This will help us to close that gap between knowing and doing.
A to će nam pomoći da zatvorimo taj razmak između toga što znamo i onoga što smo trebali da radimo.
The first is a willingness and openness to take to new actions.
Prva stvar je da smo spremni i voljni da uradimo nešto novo.
Do things like joining the Mangal Aarti and doing something very disturbing.
Uradite nešto poput toga da se pridružite Mangal Aarti i uradite nešto što je jako uznemirujuće.
Being happy.
Budite sretni.
It disrupts our normal life.
To uznemirava naš normalni život.
Come before Krishna, sing before him.
Dođite pred Krishnu i pjevajte za njega.
In the kirtan, be willing to just be there, put your mobile telephone and all which is either there or and all the or the other distractions in your life, put them on pause.
U kirtanu budete potpuno prisutni, ostavite mobitel sa strane ili bilo kakve stvari izvana ili iznutra vaše mu koje vas uznemiravaju, sve to stavite na pauzu.
This means to minimize distraction.
To znači da minimizirate uznemirenja.
I have, when I came, I have studied a little the geography of the Serbian summer camp, and I discovered what was yesterday, what was last time also there, the Prajalpa corner.
Kada sam došao ovdje, malo sam studirao geografiju ovog kampa I onda sam pronašao nešto što je bilo tu čak I prošle godine, a to je Prajalpa ugao.
Prajalpa means gossip that is not good for spiritual life.
Prajalpa znači govorkanje neka koja nisu dobra za duhovno življenje.
So minimize distractions.
Dakle, minimizirajte uznemirenje.
Go into the Prajalpa corner with ecstatic Krishna conscious news. Yes. The third, so there is the third process I recommend to you is to dedicate yourself more to the processes of devotional service.
Treća stvar koju možete da uradite je da se još više posvetite aktivnostima
That is, do perfect actions with a good intention. And the fourth is, engage in services here. Meet all these wonderful devotees who came with high expectations. Keep the energy high. Yes. When, as I told you, I was, so there are these four things, willingness and openness to take new actions that you're not so accustomed to.
Dakle, prva stvar je da budete otvoreni, da počnete da radite stvari na koje niste možda uobičajeno navikli.
Then minimize distraction.
Minimizirajte uznemirenja.
Then dedicate yourself to the processes of bhakti.
Posvetite se aktivnostima procesa bhakti.
And serve the devotees and keep the energy high.
Slušajte bhakti I održavajte energiju visoko.
What was the first thing? Willingness and openness, wonderful. What was the second thing? Minimize distraction, yes. What was the third thing? Dedicating to the processes. And the fourth thing? Serving and keep the energy high.
Treća, posvetite se procesima bhakti, četvrta, služite I održavajte energiju na visokom
nivou. I talked a few days ago with Raghunath, our Miloš will know him, from Shelter.
Prije nekoliko dana sam razgovarala sa Raghunathom, Miloš će ga sigurno znati, on je pjevač koji pije Shelter.
And he brings totally new people to the sacred places in India.
I on dovodi potpuno nove ljude na sveta mjesta u Indiji.
Yes. One was a bodybuilder.
Jedan je bio neki bodybuilder.
Other was a multimillionaire.
Drugi je neki multimillioner.
Many yoga teachers.
Mnogi su yoga učitelji.
Absolutely new and fresh people. And he has two rules for his retreats. Don't criticize and don't complain. So his retreats are criticizing free zones and complain free zones.
Dakle, njegove retreati su zone koje su slobodne od kritizirane I od žaljenja.
And this is making amazing results for people.
I to daje nevjerovatne rezultate za te ljude koji dolaze.
I recommend that you do this, you try this also as much as possible. Perhaps it's not always possible, but as much as possible.
Preporučujem vam da to I vi pokušate da radite, što je više moguće. Znam da to nije uvijek moguće, ali što je godviše moguće.
Yes. When Maharaj Yudhisthira came to the where the battle of Kurukshetra was fought to visit the dying Bhishma, an interesting conversation took place.
Kada je Maharaj Yudhisthira došao na polje Kurukshetra gdje se vodila bitka da posjeti jedan Bhishmu, tu se desila jedna jako interesantna konverzacija.
Grandfather Bhishma was lying with, I heard once, 64 arrows that were piercing his body. From the wounds, a lot of blood has come out. But Bhishma was happy. He said, I have become so sinful by eating the bread of Duryodhana. But now I have, and my blood has become so sinful by eating all this bread, or most probably chapatis, you know. And by seeing Krishna and his 64 qualities, all this the arrows represent the 64 qualities of Krishna. I have seen Krishna and his 64 qualities when, as he was driving the chariot of Arjuna. And I consider the arrows the 64 qualities of Krishna, and my sinful blood is leaving me.
Ja smatram da su ove strijele, 64 strijele u mene, one predstavljaju te Krišnine osobine i on zahvaljujući njima ova moja grešna krv odlazi.
Yudhisthira was absolutely impressed by the devotion of grandfather Bhishma and asked him a question.
Yudhisthira je totalno impresioniran sa devotom koji ima od jedan Bhishma i tamo je postavio pitanje.
I think I remember, but let me see if I can. No, I can't find it here. He said, tell us, Grandfather Bhishma, how do we develop good qualities and give up bad qualities?
On je rekao da Bhishma, molim te, reci mi kako da razvijemo dobre osobine i da odbacimo loše osobine.
And Grandfather Bhishma said, by hearing about the devotees of the Lord, we develop good qualities.
Djad Bhishma je rekao, trebamo da slušamo o Krišninim paktama i tako možemo da razvijemo dobre osobine.
He was thinking about high class devotees, not devotees who drink beer.
On je mislio na uzvišene, na visoko kvalitetne bhakte. On nije mislio na one bhakte koji piju pivo.
You know, high class devotees, that will help us to give to have very good quality, develop good qualities.
And
Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we find Narada Muni searching for the best devotees, no, remember? He goes to Indra and Prahlad and Hanuman and Arjun, and finally he arrives at the understanding the gopis are the best devotees. He's dancing in ecstasy about understanding these qualities of these various type of devotees who love Krishna. So I will say at the end, my dear devotees, try please to make this retreat something noteworthy. I know many of you have come most probably to see devotees you have not seen for a long time. And that is very good. But try to see, to take advantage of the spiritual programs in the retreat. Be willing and open to try something new. To pray, for instance, to Krishna. Minimize your distractions. Dedicate yourself fully to, for instance, chanting. I could see today you were chanting very, very nice. I was very impressed. And serve the devotees and try to keep the energy positive and high, no? I want to now make a little exercise with you. Now I will request you to do three things. I think because we are in South Europe, it is maybe good if you turn to your neighbor for this exercise. Maybe some of you are slightly autistic, no problem, turn to the neighbor anyways. No problem. Yeah. Hare Krishna. You have found your neighbor. You need some willingness and openness for doing new things, no? So I know the Mataji start immediately to talk. But for a moment, it's important to know what to talk about now. Please think for a moment about what you could do to make this an ideal Frushka Gauranga retreat. Please think a little bit and say what is realistic to do. Perhaps it's not realistic for every one of us to be a pure devotee for 5 days. But think what you could do as an to make this an ideal retreat, and be careful what you say, because your neighbor might ask you during the retreat, how is it going for you? Yes. So you don't want to say, you want to have a positive answer for this. So Hare Krishna, start now. We have only 4 minutes for this. Thank you for participating. You can continue outside of this session, no problem. But for now I want to bring things to a close. I want to ask you, is there one thing that if you are doing it, it can fulfill all your desires. It's an interesting question, isn't it? We're looking for one thing that if we do that, all our desires would be fulfilled. I mean, if I would not have read this in the Bhagavad Gita, I would not know the answer, to be very honest. There is a verse in the 11th canto which says, yata sankalpa yet putya yadava mat parapuman. It says, whatever one desires, in season or out of season, one attains by absorbing the mind in me who fulfills all desires.
Ovo je stih iz 11. Pjevanja koji kaže, kod osoba želi bilo šta, tokom sezone i izvan sezone, ona to može ispuniti ako u potpunosti absorbira svoj mene koji ispunjava sve želje.
So, again, whatever one desires in season or out of season, one can attain that by absorbing the mind in me who fulfills all desires. This is because Krishna is in the heart of all living entities and also outside. And he has an interest to take care of his devotee. The devotee who is absorbed in him. Yes. So, I think the example is Draupadi, who was desiring to be covered, you know, so that she is not appearing naked in the court because of being disrobed by these the rascal Dushasan.
Zato što nije htjela da bude tako razotkrivena u tom okruženju gdje se nalazi raskao duša sam.
Yeah, and Krishna came to her help, and although saris were not in season, they didn't she supplied unlimited amounts of saris. We all have heard this many times.
Svi smo čuli samo puta ovu priču gdje kaže da iako sari nisu bili u sezoni, možda Krishna je došao i pomogao i dao joj neograničen sari.
So I will end here. I'm very happy to see all of you.
Želim bi sada završiti ovdje i jako sam sretan što vas sve vidim.
I wish you a retreat that is extraordinary for you, not ordinary.
I želim vam da imate jedan vanredan retreat, da ne bude neki običan, redovni retreat.
May Krishna fulfill all of our desires and expectations in his own way. You know, he does this in his own way. I think I will request Madhva Muni to give us a little orientation about tomorrow, perhaps, and then he has developed a wonderful schedule. Changes are possible, but the general structure is there. So, yes, Madhva Muni, would you please come? Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna.